بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. نستعد للشابتر بتاعه العبادة وشدو في المودريشن. Further, there are various versions have come of the same narration. So we'll read today the third version in Wafi Riwayati. And in one version, the same incident has come. أَلَمْ أُخْبَرْ أَنَّكَ تَسُومُ الدَّهَرِ. When Hazrat Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As radiyallahu ta'ala anhu came in the presence of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam said, isn't it you with regard to whom I've been informed that you keep rosas all the time? وَتَقْرَوْا الْقُرْآنِ كُلَّ لَيْلَةٍ. And you read the whole Qur'an, you make khatam at night. That is, the whole night you read Qur'an Sharif. قُلْتُ وَلَا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. I said, and happily he thought, he was under the impression that he has done something great. Definitely, O Allah's Rasul. وَلَمْ أُرِيدْ بِذَلِكَ إِلَّا الْخَيْرِ. And by that I only intend good, that Allah must be pleased with me. I must make my akhirat, I must make effort for akhirat. قال, then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him as advice, فَسُمْ سُوْمَ نَبِيَّ اللَّهِ Dawood alayhi salam. Then keep rosas, the rosas of Dawood, سُوْمَ دَعُودِ. And what was that? That he used to keep one day rozas, one day he should not keep roza, he should make iftar. فَإِنَّهُ كَانَ أَعْبَدَ النَّاسِ. Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam is known as the person who made the most ibadat of Allah. His ibadat was the most loved by Allah Ta'ala. وَقْرَ الْقُرْآنِ فِي كُلِّ شَهْرٍ. And read Quran Sharif, make khatam of it in one month. That is, read one juz. You are reading 30 paras every night. Read one para a night and complete it in a month. Qultu ya Nabi Allah, inni utiyako abtar min dhari. I said, O Allah's Rasul, I've got strength, I can do more than that. For me, just to read one supara, a person who's reading 30 supara, and he has to come down to one supara, he felt that is very little for me. قال, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, فَقْرَعُهُ فِي كُلِّ إِشْرِينَ. In that case, complete it in every 20 days. That is, read one and a half supara every night, and in every 20 days make one khatam. قلت يا نبي الله أتيق أبطل من ذلك. I said, oh Allah's Nabi, I can do more than that. I've got more strength. I've got more desire also to make more ibadat. I wish to do more. قال فقرأه في كل عشر. Then read it, complete one reading in every 10 days. That is, read 3 suparas a day. Every night that you're reading, read 3 suparas. قلت يا نبي الله إني أتيق أبطل من ذلك. I said, oh Allah's Rasul, I can do more than this. 3 suparas are also very little for me. قَالَ فَقْرَعُوا فِي كُلِّ سَبْعٍ وَلَا تَزِيدْ عَلَى ذَلِكَ. In that case, complete it in every 7 days. That is, every week make a khatam and don't read more than that. The 7 khatam, to read it in a week are the 7 manzils. If we will see in our Quran Sharif, at the bottom, in the middle, there is written manzil 1, 2, 3. So the Quran is divided in 7 manzils. And that is also a wonderful way of reading one manzil every day and completing one khatam every week. فَشَدَدْتُ فَشُدِّدَ عَلَيَّ. I made it more harder for me. I asked for more and more, and more harder it was made for me. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made that starting very easy, but I asked for more and more, and it was made according to that. وَقَالَ لِي النَّبِيُّ sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam gave some advice to me and told me, إِنَّكَ لَا تَدْرِي لَعَلَّكَ يُطِيَطُولُ بِكَ أُمْرٌ. You do not know, perhaps you become an old man. And in old age, a person is handicapped quite a bit. His health, he can't do what he used to do when he was young. So you don't know, you might become an old person, and then you can't manage it all. And now you are promising you want to do more and more. قال فصفت إلى الذي قال لي النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Then it happened like that. I did become an old man, and now I did not have all that strength to make so much ibadat. فلما كبرت وددت اني كنت قبلت رخصة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. And when I became old, then I desired that what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made easy for me, I should have accepted at that time. And then I should have been able to manage it now. So our nafal ibadat, we should make nafal ibadat, and we should make it so much that we can maintain it all the time. Wherever we are, whenever, wherever, that we can maintain it. Not that when we got some josh, then we make lot of ibadat, and other words, when we become like shaitan, we do nothing. We even leave out the faras. That is not the right way. The right way, give preference and importance to the faras. Nafal, how much we can do comfortably, do so much and do it regularly. It comes in the hadith, even if it is a little, but do it regularly. And slowly, slowly, then increase it also how much we can. And don't make a vow that I'll always make this ibadat. We don't know what conditions the overcoming person, make how much we can do, but don't like make a vow, a mannat, a promise that I am going to always do so much. Some of us, we come in the Jewish and we decide that I'll do it always. Same way, like for example in Jamaat work, a person is young, he gave his 40 days, 4 months, and then he says, every year I'll give 4 months. And he promises to himself, every year I'll give 4 months. But then later, he cannot manage it. So do how much we can do, but don't make a vow that I'll give every year my 40 days. We have the intention to do it, but don't make a vow of it. We don't know what conditions come on a person. And how much we can manage comfortably, do that regularly, even if it's little, but it is continuously with punctuality, that is much more better. May Allah give us all tawfiq to make this ibadat, and in the way that it pleases Allah Ta'ala. Subhanallah.